Start recording. All right, so Kathy, whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right, I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order on 4 p.m. Tuesday, April 12, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So commissioners present are Kilgus, Knopf, Dunwell, and McDermott, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. Before we plunge into the design reviews, Joe wants to make a comment about who is visible on the call.
Yes, thank you, Kathy. I just want to let all members of the public who are here, due to security issues, we are not allowing members of the public to share their video or unmute themselves. You will have an opportunity to unmute yourself during public comment. All you will need to do is raise your hand, or if you are having any difficulty, you can always email at bayvillageac@boston.gov, and I will do my best to get you unmuted or at least convey your comments to the commissioners. So with that, I will, Kathy, do you want to read the first agenda item?
Yeah, the first agenda is 22.0684BV, 212 Stewart Street. Proposed work, install 9 electric street lamps as part of the 212 Stewart Street development. 7 of the 9 new light fixtures are LED replicas of existing gas lamps. The remaining 2 are twin globe LED street light poles, exactly like the existing poles along Stewart Street. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to the applicant now.
Okay, Mike or Ryan, who would like to...
Great. I'll kick it off. Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Soles. I work with Graystar. We are the developer that is advancing the 212 Stewart Street project. On kind of our collective team here, we have Michael Donahue from Boston Lighting, who's been a part of this project, as well as Kyle Richards and Kyle Coburn. Kyle Richards is with Sasaki. Kyle Coburn is the design architect with Heller and Yoon, that were part of this full approval process and are overseeing the construction design from the architectural side as well. So I wanted to get the whole team on here to walk through. What we're seeing on the screen here is just a rendering of the 212 Stewart Street building. It's nearing the end of construction. We have approximately 2 months remaining. You can see here, this is the intersection of Church Street and Stewart running along in the foreground. This project is right at the edge of the Bay Village Historic District. And, you know, part of there's a long history of the approval process here, but part of the project and you know, primary interest from the Bay Village was really framing a new entrance to the Bay Village neighborhood. But we're here today to, you know, all this, the entire site has gone through the Bay Village Historic District approval process. What we're here today to discuss is the street lamps. At some point during the project, we, you know, working with the City of Boston, updated the street lamps from refurbishing and replacing the existing gas lamps to installing new electric LED lamps as part of what I understood to be, you know, an initiative that the City of Boston is trying to take, and I'm sure Michael can talk to it more from a number of perspectives to move towards electrification. This project was identified as a potential pilot, and we've been working through a fairly lengthy process over the past, you know, this has been in conversation probably for the past year, but really picked up in the past 3 months or so to kind of get to this meeting point. So if we could go to the next slide, whoever's sharing. I'll pass it over to Kyle Richards, who's the architectural lead with Sasaki. I think, Kyle, if you're on, to kind of just walk through the site plan here.
Great. Sounds good, Ryan. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Kyle Richards with Sasaki. And what you're seeing on the plan here is the site lighting improvements that were part of the initial approval of the site plan. And through the Public Improvement Commission, we were asked to make some upgrades along Stewart Street. So two fixtures that you see at those green dots are the street lamp fixtures that are in kind with the double acorn type that are existing along Stewart Street. We were asked to add to infill that area and provide more lighting along the Stewart Street stretch. In addition to that, there are a total of seven fixtures throughout the Church Street Plaza, the improved paved area there, plus the three along Shawmut Street to the south along the building frontage there. Those were existing street lamp locations that we are proposing to replace in the exact same location, but with a replica fixture with an LED lamp. And on the next slide, you'll see some details of the fixture types. So this is the type along Stewart Street. Again, it's the exact same fixture that's there, part of the city standard, the twin globe. And these are LEDs tuned to the city standards. And then along Church Street Plaza and Shawmut Street, we have a different fixture type, which is this replica fixture. Again, with an LED lamping, which, like Ryan mentioned, we've been part of a pilot program to mock up and fine tune so that the color temperature is correct based on what else is in the neighborhood.
So, you know, we have a few pictures here. We've gone through two mock-up installations that you're seeing here in the picture with Boston Lighting. And Michael Donahue, if you want to jump in here, please feel free. But, Kyle just touched on the cut sheets. The physical lamp construction is exactly the same as the existing Bay Village gas lamp specification. It's only the actual lighting engine that's shifting from a gas-powered light to a electrified LED light. What you can see here is we had the initial pilot, which was this 2400 Kelvin light that's on the right side that appears, you know, more yellow here. And when we installed that, I think the feedback from the participants that were there in person, and I think we had roughly 70 people there in attendance that evening, was that the light structure itself looked great. Just the light was a little too warm and wasn't consistent with the historic district. And we had a second meeting approximately, I think, 2 weeks ago, and Boston Lighting was able to get a different lighting engine with the 3000 Kelvin, which seemed to, you know, I think the conclusion from that second group meeting where there was another, you know, 50 or so attendees was that this more closely aligned with the existing kind of temperature warmth. There is a, you know, these LED lights are able to be controlled from a dimming perspective as well. So we also played with the level of intensity or the level of brightness, and at 20%, it seemed to be kind of the optimal fit. So that's the process that we've been through. I'm gonna pass it over to Michael Donahue for any comments. I guess I'll just say in conclusion, I think this is an issue that interests the multiple historic districts in the city, and we've tried to include them in some of the recent meetings in the pilot process. Obviously, you know, there's a larger question about electrification of city lamps, but you know, we're here specifically advocating for this project and the installation of the seven LED electrified street lamps at this location at 212 Stewart Street. Michael, do you have anything you want to add to that conversation? It's kind of the full presentation.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. You did a great job. Thanks to the commissioners for having me, as well as Gray Star. So as Ryan had said, our goal is, as soon as we realized, or at least as I realized that this was an issue of great concern to Bay Village, was to incorporate Bay Village in this process as soon as possible. And that was represented by our first mock-up where we chose a 2400 Kelvin color rating. That's more of what appears to be the orange color. And we soon realized that there is a color rendering that is more dark or orange than the gas light. And so we were able to work with our suppliers to expedite a pole, a fixture, and the lighting engine. And as Ryan had mentioned, we then had the 3000 Kelvin mockup. And we found certainly one of the great benefits from a street lighting perspective is, as we put this in at 35% consumption, the attendees noted that it was a little bit too bright and still brighter than the actual gas fixture. As we reduced to 20%, we found that that seemed to strike the right balance. And that's the essence of what we're searching for in street lighting. We want to maintain the aesthetics and the design criteria and the character of the fixture, while also striving to improve lighting levels without giving away or removing any of the color rendering, which is a part of the charm and the character of these fixtures. And we think with the collaboration of the Bay Village residents and the commission, we think we've found that right balance. But that's also the beauty of this fixture in that we have the ability to control light levels. That's an ongoing or a collaborative conversation about what the right lighting level is so that we can ensure consistency across the board, not only on this array of lighting that is part of the development, but so that it matches the lights here. And I appreciate Ryan jumping over to this particular picture. The fixture or streetlight pole on the left by some of the orange cones, that's the electrified light. And as you can see, everything in the background is the gas lights. And I think generally speaking, and it's certainly up for debate and subjective, but generally speaking, that's a very close match to the light rendering. Some of the questions that came up are, well, certainly what are the city's next steps for this and what are our plans? Strategically, we don't have a specific plan. And I say that with a little smile on my face because that may cause some concerns. But what I want to assure everyone on this call is that this doesn't give the city the green light to change every single light in Bay Village or every single gas light in the city. The logistics are substantial. The capital costs are even more substantial. And so we're looking at this as the gateway to a thoughtful and collaborative process to potentially making these changes in Bay Village at some point and in other areas of the city at some point, but not without a thorough discourse between the residents and the city of Boston.
And I'll just conclude with some thoughts. You know, Graystar is the developer on this project. We also will be the operator and long-term owner. And I've committed to Tom Perkins of the Bay Village Neighborhood Association that, you know, this doesn't have to be the last conversation. If there's new technology that comes out or new LED light bulbs we want to pilot in place as we install these, we are open to facilitating that as you know, part of our commitment here. I think the conversation here is that, we've reached kind of I think what we think is a close attempt here at replicating in an electrified fashion the street lamps, but realize that this is probably an ongoing conversation and something that we'll continue to iterate, and we're committed to being a part of that. It's, you know, the electrification and the infrastructure with the lamps is the material part, evaluating different and different strategies or dimming strategies is something that we are on board to continue to accommodate for the longer term duration of kind of a stabilized project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Kyle, Ryan, and Michael. Commissioners, questions, comments?
Yeah, I have a question. Let me make sure I'm not muted. I'm good. Okay. So there was a public comment process. I noticed in some of the write-up, there was reference to a consensus. Can someone tell us about what the public comment has been on this and how it was measured?
Yes, Steve, that was, we received comments, of course, during the public meetings, and those were voiced by people who were present. But we also had an online survey, which I think some people, I think maybe some of the commissioners may even have participated in asking about the light quality, and those were based upon the first mock-up and the second mock-up. And Steve, as I mentioned in my staff notes, the consensus was that the first mock-up on Church Street was too orange, and that the second mock-up was that we saw on March 30th was much, much closer to the quality of light, but just a little too bright. So that was really the consensus of the comments that we received.
Joe, can I follow up by asking, does consensus mean like just more than 50%, or was it?
Much more, yes. I would say about, that was about 90%.
90%, thank you so much.
If not more.
And I guess I had a question about reusing or repurposing the older gas lamps. My understanding is the lantern part is too delicate to be reused. Is that correct?
Thanks for that question. In any opportunity that we can take to rehabilitate the light, we absolutely will. What we find most often is over time, a lot of the welding points have decayed enough so that it really is difficult to go back and refurbish the fixture. We're confident in the fixtures that we do order that are brand new, that they have the proper coloring at the outset, but also have the ability to patina over time to create more of that weathered look. And so I can give you a firm commitment that we will try to rehabilitate the fixture wherever possible. There are some times where it's almost literally falling apart in our hands when we take it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Any other comments? Steve, yeah, the floor is yours.
Okay, I didn't want to preempt Ruth's comment. So on the subject of the what you call the engine, which is where the bulbs are, my understanding is that you can change the bulbs, and that by changing the bulbs, you can change the color temperature of the light emitted. We had a 24, now we've got a 3000. We were told there was a 27. Would someone confirm to me that this is kind of a swappable situation where you pull out something and you push something else in place and the rest of the unit stays the same when you wanted to change the color temperature? I'm just wanted to understand that, how that process works with these plug-in lamps.
The assembly or the manufacturer of these fixtures are created in a way that you would identify the color rendering prior to the manufacturing. They can be retrofitted. I haven't seen one yet, but it is somewhat of an arduous process to change out. It's not a, like twisting in a light bulb or kind of unplugging some diodes and putting in others. So we're trying to strike that right balance of ordering it right the first time.
Yes.
And then not having to go back. In this particular situation, I believe, in fact, I'm sure what happened is the light engine or light assembly that is for the brighter 3000 Kelvin was retrofitted, so to speak, so that you could have the brighter color rendering.
That said, Michael, what is the process for repair of these things? Like, who's responsible for that, and how hard is it to repair these new LED lights? We don't want to be in a situation where, we're at the cutting edge of the technology, but you can't get the parts.
Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic question, and I'm happy to answer. The lead time on this particular lighting assembly, it would be a full replacement at this point. The lead time on that is under 6 weeks or around 6 weeks. For any of the components and as it relates to the logistics of our installation, it's effectively one component or one assembly that we'd have no problem tying into the existing wiring and no problem fastening to the existing colonial fixture. And so it would be a relatively easy swap out if there was an issue. The cost of the light itself isn't prohibitive either. It's about $600, but any acorn fixture, anything that's somewhat decorative, is that's sort of the entry level cost for these types of fixtures. If there was, you know, certainly it's within a warranty period, so we would exercise that. By comparison, there are very few burner manufacturers in the domestic United States, and most. And there's still not many, but most are overseas in India. And so the lead time for those types of components is upwards of 12 weeks and higher. And it's a big part of the reason that you see some of the outages and the long lead times to repair for us.
So you think this is better than the gas lamps in terms of replacing lights that go out at night and so leaving darkness at night?
Yes, the general value proposition that we had when this was a concept was, can we maintain the design criteria of the existing gas light while shortening our turnaround time for operations and maintenance? And this does that substantially better.
Okay, thanks.
Can I follow up on that by asking Mike, there are 7 of these new LED lamps. Are you going to purchase a couple extras for spares that you might have in the warehouse and then use for demos in other neighborhoods and for the continuing discussion? You won't just buy 7, you'll buy more, won't you?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, we'll probably buy upwards of 30 just to have, to your point, Steve,
yes,
a little bit of give in terms of if there's, you know, another, or when there's another area that we find that there's a potential application for that, we can put that in. And to be clear too, where the electrified colonials are on streets like Appleton or up in the North End, this is an extremely easy swap out and something that can be viewed and you know, really removed without much fanfare. So it will give us a greater sight line, with hopefully not causing the amount of concern that it did, you know, from you know, my perspective or my lack of communication at the outset, which you know, hopefully we've caught up on and we're in a good spot now. But we definitely would buy additional spares, both to be able to demonstrate it, but also to replace any very quickly should these come into a failure state.
Okay.
Other comments from commissioners before I turn it over?
There's been a lot of discussion and I think which has been very helpful. So that's why I don't have a lot of questions at this point.
I'm in the same position.
Thank you, Ruth and Ann. Steve, yeah, go ahead.
May I?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I think that this is as close as you could possibly wish to achieve a replica situation. The new color, I think, is excellent. The intensity can be adjusted. We've had a lot of comment and a lot of favorables. I think this is what restoration or looks like. And I'm all in favor.
Beautiful summary, Steve. Okay, if our commissioners are finished, I am now going to turn it over to the public. Again, members of the public and press, Joe mentioned at the beginning that due to hacking in to some other public Zooms, we can't see you. But if you raise your hand, Joe will unmute you for your public comment. Oh, okay, so I'll read this. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Okay, Joe, I'm gonna let you moderate this portion.
Yes, our first hand raised is from Tom Perkins. Tom, would you like to make your comments?
Sure, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll keep it short. As you guys are aware, Bay Village Executive Committee last Monday discussed this some more, and we're removing our objection to the proposal. I've gotten a bunch of comments that probably haven't made their way back into the formal process. because some people had trouble with the QR code and that. So from folks that weren't at the meeting, and I would say unscientifically, the commentary is about 4-1 in favor. There are some folks who have an emotional attachment to the concept of gas lamps, but I think, you know, a lot of folks said, gee, you know, if you didn't know, you have to look up close to tell the difference. So I think, you know, there was enough comfort with the second prototype, as long as it's turned down in intensity, that, as Michael said, it's pretty close. The one concern as that I expressed to you guys in email is the fact that this is contrary to the regulatory standards of the Historic District Commission. And so I think you guys have to weigh, you know, do those standards need to be amended, or how do you work around that? Because I don't know, somebody had the feeling that those standards have the force of law, and so we sort of have to maneuver around them. I'm not a lawyer, and so I leave that to the commission, but you know, it is explicit in the Historic District Commission's public areas and utilities section that existing gas lights are to be retained. And so it does seem at some level or another that should be amended, but I'll leave that to you guys. We're okay from the standpoint of, you know, the overall look and process.
Thank you for that comment, Tom. And I'm going to ask Joe to respond to the issue of the enabling legislation.
Yes, I'll just mention that the commission has in the past, and it has the flexibility to make decisions that are not consistent with the guidelines, provided that it's very clear when the motion is made, why a project is being approved if it's not completely consistent with the guidelines. And the enabling legislation, the ordinance, does specify that, you know, in addition to the guidelines, the design guidelines, that, you know, there are other factors that come into play when a decision is being made. So, you know, basically it's, you know, looking around the surroundings of the area, the neighborhood, looking at each project on a case-by-case basis, and making a decision that makes the best for maintaining and preserving the character of the district. And as most people know, or, you know, some people, members of the public who are here may not know, the Bay Village Commission has been working over the past several years on updated design guidelines for the commission. So, you know, we hope that within the next month or two, we will have those ready for approval, final review and approval at a public hearing. But based on this project and the information that we've learned through this process with this application, which has been very, very useful and helpful, you know, we'll look closely at what those guidelines say about the gas lamps in the future.
Great, thanks.
Anyone else? I'm not seeing any other members of the public raising their hand. We'll just wait a few minutes. If you are trying to raise your hand and having trouble, please email bayvillageac@boston.gov, and I will unmute you and or read your comment if you'd rather type it in. So we'll just wait a minute.
Yeah. Joe and Kathleen, while we're waiting for that, I'd like to ask Joe a question. Maybe he can clarify to the public. As I understand it, the underlying reason why we're not saying it must be gas is because of there's a structural and logistic issue regarding the gas, the base, the lamp, the electricity. The way I've heard it is that it's not going to be gas. It will be electric, and that there are structural reasons for that, that it's not an aesthetic decision, it's a structural decision. Am I right about that?
Well, I think, you know, to back up a little bit, we had this opportunity with this project where the sidewalk and the street was opened and the utilities underground were being worked on. So this was an opportunity in this particular project to try to see what it would look like to convert the gas lamps to electric. I think Mike has already talked to the reasoning behind why the existing fixtures can't be retrofitted. So if you want more clarification from that, Steve, I can.
I'm okay. I just wanted to hear you say it. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, going forward, it's environmentally much sounder. You use less carbon of a carbon footprint, and also the city is full of gas leaks. And we don't need any more in Bay Village. So environmentally, it's important.
And in the long run, the aesthetics remain the same. You know, what you see looks like a gas lamp and accomplishes goodness for the environment at the same time.
So. Great. Thank you, Ruth. And I'm not getting any messages or seeing anyone raise their hand, Kathy, so I think we can close public
comment. All right. We're going to close the public comment, and I'm going to frame a motion that's going to be really specific to this situation, which I'm going to propose that the commission approves this application with the following provisos. And again, these are very specific. First, the installation of the two twin globe street poles on Stewart Street that will match the existing light poles on Stewart Street are approved as submitted. Then it is noted that the ongoing construction at 212 Stewart Street, approved by the Bay Village Historic District Commission on December 12, 2018, has created a unique opportunity to replace the existing gas lamps while street and sidewalk areas are open and below grade utility work is taking place. It is also noted that while the Bay Village Historic District Commission regulatory standards state, quote, that existing gas lights are to be retained, close quote, Boston Street Lighting has confirmed that the installation of these seven lamps requires a concrete base below grade that the existing poles cannot be attached to. The second mock-up of the electrified gas lamp viewed on March 30th, 2022 is approved as the prototype for the seven new electrified gas lamps, provided that the commission approves the final brightness level on site after the seven lamps are installed. And the final proviso is that this approval is not setting a precedent for the approval of other gas lamps in the Bay Village Historic District, and all future proposals for the electrification and or replacement of existing gas lamps in the district requires the prior review and approval of the Bay Village Historic District Commission. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Second.
Can we see by a show of hands?
I'm in favor.
Okay, and it looks like it's unanimous, Joe.
Yes, yep, very good, thank you.
Motion is approved. Thank you, presenters, members of the public, for bringing this proposal to a successful conclusion.
Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to our next order of business and say goodbye to everyone here visiting.
Thank you.
All right. We are now just going to turn to our administrative review matters. That is 22.0965 BV, 131 Arlington Street, at front facade repair and repointing masonry, and 22.1045 BV, same address, 131 Arlington Street, at front facade remove and rebuild parapet in kind. Now, Joe, we have to take a vote on this, but is there anything you want to tell us about it for before we do that?
I'll just mention I've made a site visit and confirmed that the materials used are going to match the existing materials that are on site. So the mortar and the bricks will match what's there, and the both applications meet the standards of the guidelines. So basically, they're straightforward repair projects.
Joe, would you identify which building this is, please?
Yeah, the corner of Isabella Street and Arlington.
Is it the one that currently has the scaffolding and the black wrap on it? They're working on the roof?
Yes.
That
yes.
One? Yep. Yeah, I call that one the box, right? Because that's been almost abandoned, or at least, you know, rotting in place for decades, that one. Is there a plan? Is this part of some additional work they think they're going to do there?
I don't know what the plans for the use of the property are. I do know they will be submitting another application for window work, but right now it's just the masonry repairs.
Can you tell me the name of the applicant or the owner?
I can email that to you. I don't have it right here with me.
Okay. So at the moment, it's just the parapet, the roof, and they're going to clean the brick. Is that how is that
going? Yeah, there's repointing and lintel and sill repairs at the windows. It's all masonry work.
Maybe just last ditch repairs on the outside, Steve.
Yeah. It's so obvious that this building is a tremendous resource that is underused, has been for decades. It collects graffiti. A lot of people think that it's kind of like nobody cares. So when I saw the scaffolding go up, I was definitely interested.
All right. So I'm going to propose that the commission approves these administrative review applications as presented. So can I have a second for that?
Okay.
In favor?
I'm okay. In favor.
All in favor, Joe.
All right, great, thank you.
All right, I'm gonna now turn to the minutes, reviewing the minutes of 2A 2022. If people have had a chance to review these meeting minutes, does anyone have any changes? Okay, so I'm making a motion to approve those as they are. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all commissioners are in favor. Staff updates. Joe, do you have anything?
Yes, well, I'll just say it was great seeing all the commissioners in person with these
sure was
meetings that we had on site meetings. And you know, again, I can't thank Mike Dunahy from Boston Street Lighting for all of his help with that project. And thank you all for being willing to take the extra time to go out and see the mock-ups, which, you know, I'm very pleased with the results. So our next big business will be to finally move the guidelines forward. We have all the comments, which were minimal, from the BPDA. So the next hurdle now is for the law department to finish its review, and then we'll have them at a public hearing. I will just distribute them, of course, to all the commissioners for final review, so we can all just remind ourselves where we left off and what the guidelines said. But that's our next large project. And I anticipate that our August hearing, we will be back in person, provided that we don't have another outbreak or change with the coronavirus. So right now we'll be scheduled to go back to in-person meetings after July 15th. So for us, that would be our August hearing. So if I have any updates on that, I'll let everyone know.
So Joe, go ahead.
Ruth, I have to remember how to get to City Hall.
You're right. Funny.
Practice, I think, is the answer.
Yes.
That's Carnegie Hall. Anyway.
Just a test to see if you're paying attention.
Funny.
I have a follow-up question,
yeah,
if I may, Joe, regarding the guidelines.
Yes.
So is there a need to update something referring to the lamps that would address this question that we were talking about, of like the gas versus electric and
right, how that yes, right. Right now, the current language that we have in the revised guidelines say that exist. It uses the same existing lamps, but they may be electrified. So I think we're going to want to say, whenever possible. Reusing whenever possible the existing fixtures. I think that's probably the simplest change that we need to make to what we had proposed. But when we drafted the new guidelines, we did take into account that we were anticipating the gas lamps would need to be electrified.
Okay, and by the way, to that point, just quickly following up on this, the motion that we just approved, there was a reference to at the end, one of the provisos was that what was approved did not apply to future and that everything had to be reviewed and all that. So does that mean that if a gas lamp was hit by a truck and had to be completely replaced, mm-hmm. that the preference would be to replace it with another gas lamp? It wouldn't automatically be replaced with an electric lamp, even if the electricity happened to be nearby. Am I sort of right about that?
I mean, that's my understanding, and that's how it works right now. I mean, we're not notified when somebody backs into a gas lamp. You know, the repair is made or the replacement is made in kind. So it's my understanding that, you know, unless one is taken down and there is an opportunity to electrify it, then we would be notified and we would have to review it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me this was a rare and wonderful opportunity at 212.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole, you know, a whole street basically. So it was just everything sort of fit together in this project.
So I do want to ask again about the timetable on the guidelines. So we have the law department is looking at it. Joe, I mean, what is a reasonable expectation?
I would hope we could do it, you know, by July. You know, I think we're just a few months out at this point.
Really?
I have two questions for follow-up. What about the flower shop sign and also the steps that were incorrectly done on Bayette Street?
Yeah, I'll follow up on both. I haven't had any follow-up on either one. So, you know, we've been busy busy with gas lamps.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just don't think we should forget our long-standing issues.
No, of course. No, especially with the steps.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. You know.
And to that point, Joe, what's going to happen with those steps? Are you going to make them do it over?
Well, it won't be me. It'll be the commission that will have to make that decision. You know, I mean, what has been installed is not consistent with the guidelines. So, you know, I had been contacted by a representative and had asked them to submit an application. So I need to follow up with them because they haven't sent in an application yet.
Where is this?
Fayette Street.
Yeah, Fayette Street.
Next to the 42.
Great.
I mean, they might be able to put wood over it or something, or I don't know, they might be able to do something so it doesn't look, you don't see the bricks. At any rate, okay. Just wondered where we were.
No, that's good. I'm glad you put it on the agenda. Okay, any other issues before I make a motion to adjourn? No. You seem good. All right. So I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, commissioners.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Kathleen. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Good to see everybody.
All right.
See you soon, guys.
Good. Yeah.